From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, September 9th, 2014. Adam Clayton is reporting in the Daily Mail, an Illinois company was awarded an $8.6 million contract from the State Division of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to carry out maintenance dredging at three riverbeds along the Hudson River, two of which are located near Stuyvesant. The dredging is needed to maintain safe navigation for the increasing number of vessels using the shipping channel. The maintenance will remove about 220,000 cubic yards of material from the Nut and Hook, Stuyvesant, and Stats Point sections of the Hudson River. All material recovered from the project will be placed in a federally owned site on the Houtlang Island in New Baltimore. Construction of the New Baltimore site is slated to begin this month, and dredging will start in October. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star, the City of Hudson's municipal utility bill increased by one-third by nearly $114,000 during the past year. The report was released by Common Council President Don Moore at a meeting of the council Monday, September 8th. Moore's findings raised questions about whether the city's switch to the wind power delivery company Viridian was fiscally prudent. Viridian representatives will meet next week with Mayor William H. Hallenbeck Jr., Moore, and city attorneys to review the data. The study was undertaken by Moore in preparation for the 2015 city budget cycle. The process was made complicated because the city does not aggregate its utility bills. It has 51 electric accounts and 18 gas accounts spread between the public works, police, fire, and youth departments. Read the full story in the Register Star. The Daily Freeman is reporting voters head to the polls Tuesday, September 9th to pick the Democratic candidates for governor and lieutenant governor, and also the candidates in several local elections. In the governor's race, incumbent Andrew Cuomo is being challenged by Zephyr Teachout, a law professor at Fordham University, and comedian Randy Credico. Cuomo's running mate, Kathy Hochul, is being challenged in the primary for lieutenant governor by Tim Wu, who is Teachout's running mate. In Greene County, Independence Party voters in the town of Catskill will pick a candidate to run for town judge. The candidates are Rick Jacobs and Laura Kresminski. Jacobs already has the Republican Party nomination, while Kresminski has the Democratic Party line. In Columbia County, a Conservative Party primary will be held in the 102nd Assembly District, as well as working families and independents primaries in the 107th Assembly District. Polls are open noon to 9 p.m. Looking at the local weather forecast, today will be mostly sunny with a high near 73. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 56. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 76. Wednesday night, a slight chance of showers after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 60. Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 78. And Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms, mainly before midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 58. And Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 73. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 49. Sunrise today was at 6:30 a.m. and sunset today is at 7:14 p.m. with the length of the day being 12 hours and 44 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, September 9th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.